standing out looking out at a fantastic showground, by the way. I don't know if that's the right term to use. Clear blue skies today of this recording. And let's fingers crossed that this weather holds out for the Royal Cheshire County Show. Speaking to Nigel Evans, who is the Executive Director of the Royal Cheshire County Show. How are you, Nigel?
I'm well, Dan. Very well indeed. They say the grass is green, the sky is blue, the showground's fairly bare at the moment. But give you 3 weeks and we'll see a completely different picture from where we're standing now.
How's the preparation going then, at the, you know, from the date of this recording?
Well, as we can see at the moment, we've got two guys on tractors doing what's called topping, which is me keeping the grass nice and short for our visitors when they come. In the office, as you've seen earlier, it's quite a busy function there now. This next 3 weeks, testers and challengers certainly. But we are working furiously to get the show on the ground and running and give the delightful experience it does every year to our visitors.
Is there anything brand new to the 2018 show that you can tell us about?
Well, our main ring performance really is one of the new features we're going to do this year. The society itself is 180 years old this year. So to celebrate that, which is all about farming, we're having something called Power of the Horse to Horse Power, which will be a demonstration of initially six shire horses pulling various old-time farm implements, if you like, from ploughs to reapers to drills to sprayers, through to the vintage section that will bring in then the sort of the modern equivalent of the shire horse back in the day then, back in the 30s, showing again the similar kind of implements, right through to the modern time. Modern machinery, which is a big scale machinery that you see these days. So if you have effectively had the gentle giants of shire horses at one end of the scale and you have the massive giants at the other end of the scale in terms of your combine harvests and side your tractors, to show the comparison of how farming has evolved over the years and through the history of time really.
Anything else you're particularly proud of that's coming up in the 2018 show in a couple of weeks?
We have a royal visit this year, being a royal show. We have the Duke of Gloucester coming to us. He's in to us, I think, at 11:30 on the first day. Staying for lunch, meeting various dignitaries around the showground, seeing his own, he's patron of RABI, which is the Royal Agricultural Benevolent Institution for farmers. So he'll be seeing their stand, no doubt, and just meeting the public in general, I think, and getting a feel for the people in Cheshire.
Fantastic. How are your stress levels, can I ask? With a few weeks to go, are they under control?
Off the scale occasionally. The sun shining helps, that yeah. Obviously. I mean, the thing that can kill organisers like ourselves is the weather not being right for us on show days. Luckily, we've had good weather the past few years, and I hope this is set to stay with us. Everything else comes and goes, like Christmas. It's going to happen wherever happens. Mm-hmm. We'll be ready for the show on the two days.
Enjoy the next couple of weeks if you can. Stay nice and chilled and calm. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic. We're proud to be part of it again for 2018 at Silk 106.9. And we'll see you on the said dates. Let's give a reminder.
Absolutely. 19th and 20th of June. Be there. Come and see the show. You'll appreciate it. You'll love it.
That's all we need.